The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Bryant Bancher of KLMJ in Hampton and Seth Boyce with the Dickinson County News. Brian, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator, thanks for taking our questions today. COVID-19 continues to be obviously the hot topic right now. Can you give folks an update? We understand that more legislation may be coming to help people.
Yes. Probably would have been one of these bills even if the virus had not shot up as it has in Canada, California, and Arizona, Texas, and Florida, I believe, is where the big shoot-up is. Anyway, we're going to have a care package starting next week. I don't think it'll be debated next week. Just starting to put it together, and I couldn't tell you what the thought is among the 100 senators of what ought to be included, except to give you a generic response that everything's on the table, and probably 90% of the ideas won't get into it, and whatever gets into it will have to fit into two broad parameters that McConnell has set out. One would be that it's got to fit into approximately $1 trillion. And secondly, from McConnell's standpoint, and I agree with this effort, it needs to include some limitation on lawsuits connected just with the virus, not lawsuits generally, but just with virus lawsuits. And the reason for that is that this thing spreads everywhere people go, and how do you know who's responsible for you getting it if you want to sue? And so some parameters there. Then I would also say that there's a big issue for Ernst and me about getting some money for depopulation of pigs, because that wasn't even an issue in the first CARES package. And the other one would be in regard to the ethanol industry. And then maybe I better throw in just a general one. It doesn't come from just Ernst and me, but there's a real feeling in ag country that because of the low prices of agricultural products, that there ought to be some more help like there was in the CARES 1 package. Okay, next.
Speaking of Senator Ernst, last week she mentioned that she would like to see a tax holiday for frontline workers included in the next CARES package coming up. Is that something that you would be supportive of as well? And if so, how broadly would you apply the term frontline worker?
Yeah. I think that there's just a lot of support for the general subject that Ernst is bringing up. I think that people know that some people have gone the extra mile. The only caution I would have, not because of just Ernst's bill, but because of the issue generally, is I don't know where you begin and end with people that are critical workers or heroes for doing what they're doing during the pandemic. You know, most everybody thinks of doctors and nurses, but a lot of people would include the grocery store worker, and I'd like to have a list of the number of people we ought to, or the types of people we ought to be helping, so we don't get into what we did after 9/11 when we started helping this group because they were heroes, and then 2 years later somebody said, well, it isn't fair, you help them, you ought to help this group, and then a couple years later somebody else comes in, they need help. I think we need to get the universe of these people nailed down, and that would include more than the people that are in Senator Ernst's bill.
Senator, I was going to ask you, too, about the situation with, again, if we get a second CARES Act, What about the personal protective equipment? And we're hearing that there are becoming more shortages again. Do you think you or the president can do more to help with that?
Well, the president already instituted the production Defense Production Act of 1950, which gives him the authority to force industries to come up. So if there isn't enough being done, we got to count on the production from the private sector. But the president has the authority to force that, and I'm sure when it's brought to his attention, shortages, other than just reading it in the newspaper, because there will have to be a more formal process to do that, then he can do that. In regard to the amount of money that the federal government might spend in that area, and we're spending at least $175 billion, and that probably doesn't include all the different pots of money that was in the CARES Act, but we still have $70 to $80 billion of that hasn't been given out yet. And so it seems to me this very day we don't need more money, but maybe before we get a CARES 2 to the president on August the 6th, there may be a determination we need more money.
Also, I know several outlets are reporting that COVID information reports are now to be sent to the Department of Health and Human Services rather than the CDC. I think that decision was made maybe last week, Friday, I think. Do you have any insight into why that change was made, and do you feel that was an appropriate change to make?
I don't know why it was changed, and it would be difficult for me to make a judgment about it, but I would detest the implication, not of your question, but when I first read about it 2 days ago, that it may have been for political manipulation of these figures. And you don't have to worry about the political manipulation of them. They're very uncertain from the very beginning, because you got 50 different states reporting in 50 different ways, and maybe even within a state you don't get proper reporting. So I don't know how you get a very definitive number. That's why every day you read the words, quote-unquote, at least, before the number that of people that have died. So I reject the fact that it was done for political purposes, because I don't know what you'd accomplish for political purposes. Next.
Senator, I was going to ask you the situation with police reform, Black Lives Matter. Can you give Iowans any updates on anything that you have been talking about or possible legislation with all that?
Yeah. You know, it's funny, in 29 county meetings I had in the last 2 weeks, I don't think police reform came up at all. Now, it's still a big issue nationally, so I'm not playing down the fact that of the importance of it, just because I said it hadn't come up, but I'm kind of surprised. On the other hand, the other aspect of what's going on, the mob rule of burning and looting and everything that was going on under the cover of peaceful demonstrations, and we all appreciate the constitutional right of peaceful demonstrations, but we don't appreciate mob rule and the anarchist burning and looting. That came up a lot, or the issue of statues, et cetera, et cetera. But it was more from the point of view of Iowans saying that we can't let things get out of control. We got to have law and order, and we can't defund the police. But let me get back to answering your question. And I think police reform is still an issue in Washington, D.C. As far as I'm concerned, it should be. And I'm a co-sponsor of Scott's bill. But what happened? Scott brought it up. We only got 3 or 4 Democrat votes. We didn't get to 60 because Schumer doesn't want a Republican bill to get passed. And for sure, you can't have the only black Republican senator get credit for it, because, you know, Republicans can't. Now, this is kind of a tongue-in-cheek statement, but you know, Republicans are racist. We just can't get credit for any reforms whatsoever. So I hope you know that I'm being a little facetious when I say that. But that's the attitude that keeps Scott Bell from coming up, and we need police reform, and Scott's bill ought to be considered. Now, is it the only thing that should be considered? No, because but we don't even get the bill up so you can consider amendments to it. And it's all because of Schumer not wanting Republicans to get credit for it. Next.
Okay, and we only have time for one more question.
Sounds good. Thank you. Sticking with legislation, here at the state level, they've been working on a bill to make sure that telehealth is reimbursed at the same rate as, say, a typical doctor's visit. Is that something you feel legislators would be interested in taking a look at the federal level as well?
Oh, without a doubt. I've had a meeting at the White House on the subject, and my health team of about five or six people have been working on it and hope to get some of that in the CARES package. Okay, goodbye, everybody.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian and Seth, for participating in today's Public Affairs Program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.